From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A federal judge in Washington has issued a preliminary injunction that would stop federal funding for research involving human embryos. NPR's Carrie Johnson has more.
Two researchers who work with adult stem cells sued the Obama administration in June. They say that federal guidelines run afoul of a congressional provision that bars federal funds from supporting research where human embryos are destroyed. The guidelines from the National Institutes of Health allow money to go to projects involving human embryos created by in vitro fertilization, so long as they're no longer needed for reproductive purposes and there's voluntary written consent from the donors. Judge Royce Lambert says that congressional intent is clear and that the researchers challenging the Obama guidelines stand a strong chance of winning as the lawsuit moves forward. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Federal investigators are taking testimony from BP executives as part of a joint probe into the cause of the explosion that led to the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The official in charge of monitoring risks of BP's offshore operations has acknowledged he rarely consulted with a key official with the company that owned the rig that exploded on April 20th. Noel Cremon testified before the panel looking into the cause of the explosion that claimed 11 lives and sent millions of barrels of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. He also testified that captains of rigs like the Deepwater Horizon, which was drilling the well for BP, are ultimately responsible for crew safety and environmental matters. The State Department is planning for just one day of Israeli-Palestinian peace talks when they're launched in Washington next week, and the issue of Jewish settlements is likely to be a dominant theme. We get more from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Palestinians have already said that they will walk out if Israel resumes settlement construction. A partial moratorium is due to expire in late September. And State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the U.S. is mindful of this.
Our focus has been to get the parties into direct negotiations. And once in the direct negotiations, then these very issues will be tabled and resolved.
He says the U.S. expects Israelis and Palestinians to do everything in their power to create an environment for constructive talks. The Israeli and Palestinian leaders are to go to the White House September 1st and then formally launch their talks at the State Department the next day. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration says the agency is doing its best to deal with mounting problems posed by salmonella-tainted eggs that have sickened 1,300 people. However, Chris Waltrip, director of the Food Policy Institute, says the FDA at present lacks the muscle and enforcement powers it needs to prevent such incidents from occurring again.
We've seen over the past several years a number of large nationwide outbreaks linked to foods regulated by FDA, including spinach and peanut butter, peppers, and now eggs. And that really points to the fact that FDA needs greater resources and greater authorities to be able to do its job.
Some 500 million eggs have been recalled. You're listening to NPR. Insurance giant American International is announcing what amounts to the biggest repayment of government loan bailouts to date. The company says it's paying back nearly $4 billion in taxpayer-funded bailout money with the proceeds from a recent debt sale. AIG says its aircraft leasing company, International Lease Finance Corporation, completed the sale of $4.4 billion in debt. AIG says it will use $3.9 billion of the proceeds towards repaying the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, reducing the balance on its credit line with the Fed to roughly $15 billion. Federal judge in Chicago heard testimony today in a lawsuit that pits several Great Lakes states against the Army Corps of Engineers. The states want the agency to do more to prevent the invasive Asian carp from entering the Great Lakes. Noah Chimsky from member station WDET reports.
For the last several years, Asian carp have been making their way up the Mississippi River system toward Chicago. Now, five states are suing the Army Corps of Engineers. They want a set of shipping locks closed to prevent the fish from entering Lake Michigan. Nick Schreck of the Great Lakes Environmental Law Center says the recent capture of a live carp in Chicago was, for many, a shot across the bow.
We've had this environmental DNA evidence for some time, but having the actual fish, I think, lends some weight to the argument that there's a nuisance threatening the Great Lakes.
State officials are worried that the Asian carp could have an impact on the region's $7 billion sport fishing industry. For NPR News, I'm Noah Ovshinsky in Detroit.
Second named hurricane of the Atlantic season has formed far from land with maximum sustained winds of about 75 miles an hour. Hurricane Danielle was some 1,300 miles east of the Lesser Antilles. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 39 points. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.